This study, drawing on the center-periphery theory, investigates the role of geographical, ethnic, and structural factors in the emergence and consolidation of the Karaites in the regions of Sistan and Kerman. According to this theory, in centralized political systems, peripheral regions often experience administrative instability, weak central control, ethnic divisions, and chronic marginalization, thereby creating a conducive environment for the growth of opposition movements and local resistance. The primary research question posed by this study is, why were the Karaites able to establish a stable presence in Sistan and Kerman, while such a presence was not feasible in the central territories of the Caliphate? The methodology is historical-analytical, relying on classical sources and contemporary research to examine the interactions between the structure of the Caliphate and the peripheral regions of Iran. The findings reveal that the diverse tribal structure, distance from the center, administrative weakness, intra-ethnic conflicts, and fiscal pressures in these two regions enabled the Karaites to establish an alternative authority within the framework of the Caliphate. Consequently, the presence of the Karaites in Sistan and Kerman should be interpreted as an instance of peripheral action against the center, and action rooted both in geographical marginalization and the desire to reclaim local identity and resist domination.